Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Every Wednesday around this time, we head on down to Florida to chat with our buddy, our pal, a great American, the one, the only, Tony Bruno,
Yeah. Joining
us live from Florida. Mr. Bruno, good morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, and thank you for joining me today, ladies and gentlemen.
Any update? Have we seen any Haitian migrants invading Florida, Tony, and are you on patrol?
I'm not on patrol. I don't have to be. I live here in Florida. I saw a bunch of guys at Home Depot in the parking lot, but they want to work.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they're from. When I lived in L.A., that was the thing. You live in L.A., you go to the Home Depot, and there's like 10 guys out there, you know, obviously from other countries, and they want to work. They want to do landscaping. They want to do stuff. I have no problem with that. It's the people that don't want to work and want to take my money.
Exactly.
Don't take my money. And by the way, speaking of taking money, we found out last night in the first four games, yes, Virginia, you stink at basketball. I mean, it was the worst game ever played. And now Rick Pitino should have another news conference today and denounce the NCAA selection committee for putting Virginia in a tournament, a team that scored 14 points in the first half of a game.
Well, Tony,
how embarrassing is that?
Yeah, it is bad. I was glued to the first game because that was Howard, which is the alma mater of the great Kamala Harris. As you recall, she showed up to March Madness last year to speak to her Howard Bison alum, and Howard got bounced last night. So the Veep's probably not too happy this morning.
I don't even think she realizes. I think she's at that Mexican restaurant in Phoenix with Joe and Dr. Jill. Remember what she did? Now that apparently Biden is going out after the Latino vote, so he went to Phoenix, and of course he went to a Mexican restaurant where he then walked off stage while somebody was talking. So, I mean, you talk about pandering. I mean, that's what it's all about, pandering for votes. And I'm glad that we don't pay attention to elections anymore. Although I did get a note from the state of Pennsylvania that the upcoming Pennsylvania primary on April 9th, I better make sure I get my registration all straightened out. I don't live there anymore. I mean, I could. I mean, I am a Pennsylvania, Philadelphia resident because I have a property in South Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So can I vote in the Pennsylvania? I didn't even vote in the Florida election yesterday.
Oh.
I completely forgot there was an election. And most people do because what are you voting for?
Right.
You know, and now you can see how absolutely disinterested people are in these primaries because, you know, here in Florida, everybody knew Trump was going to win the Republican and Biden was going to win the Democratic. And so now they're just basically bottom line scroll things. Nobody's going to campaign headquarters anymore.
Yep.
Have you noticed that? It's like basically why even bother having these? I know they have to do some senatorial races. That's why Bob Casey is you know, pimping for money every day in Pennsylvania. And that's what politicians do. But to me, there's no juice left to me in this march to the nomination stuff.
No.
The nominations are pretty much already locked up unless they lock up Trump and figure out another way. Trotted out Stormy Daniels with a documentary. They trotted out Christine Blasey Ford, who has a new book. They're bringing all the people back.
Mm-hmm.
They got to bring, what's her name, the woman that he allegedly raped in a store when she was watching a TV show and got her $65 million or whatever it is. So that's what it is. Now, every day it's just going to be, who are we going to trot out and try to relight that fire?
Yep.
The Stormy Daniels. I mean, I didn't see the documentary. I was flipping around on TV last night, and I saw Stormy Daniels, the American icon. American icon?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, and I don't even think I want to watch it. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if they mentioned the guy who really screwed her over, which is her lawyer.
Avenatti?
Thank you.
Yeah, Michael Avenatti. He's still in the slammer somewhere. He took her money. He took more money from her than Trump ever thought of taking from her.
Yep.
Yet she's now an icon again. The icon we didn't deserve. Really? Come on, man.
Tony Bruno live from Florida. Some would say, Tony, it's been a bloodbath of a week. It's been a long time since we chatted last Wednesday. I mean, we have seen some instances in the past where the media takes something completely out of context. But even for the mainstream media, this one really takes the cake using the bloodbath comment the way they did from Trump on Saturday at that rally in Ohio.
It's not even that they did it once. Then they doubled down on the Sunday shows. And then you're thinking, let's see what happens on Monday morning when The View gets together and when the other guy, the guy that looks like Beaker from Sesame Street. I mean, doesn't he look like Beaker? Joe Scarborough? And then his wife sit. Again, I don't watch these shows. I just watch the highlights. That's the best thing about being on X, at Tony Bruno Nation, if you want to follow, is the highlights of watching Beaker and his wife sit there holding onto her coffee cup and then doubling and tripling down. And you figured, all right, they'll back off eventually because they've been called out. They don't even care if they've been called out anymore. They will just continue to and the amazing thing is they know who they're appealing to. They're appealing to the people who already aren't going to vote for Trump and are going to vote for Biden because those are the choices. So I don't get this. And they have to do it all on assault. And that's why no matter how much you hate the media, it's just never enough. Because they're doing it to themselves. And the fact that any people who see this stuff and think this is perfectly copacetic, then you are really, really need some medication. And I don't even know if it's prescription strength. But Joe Biden did say he can go to all these different countries. Toronto. did you hear that yesterday? He was talking about prescription drug prices again. I can go to Toronto, Paris, Rome, and I can get you those same pills cheaper than you have here. Well, I don't know where you're getting your pills, Joe, but I guarantee you, you're not walking into a pharmacy, brother. You think Joe's walking into a CVS and said, hey, I'm low on my Adderall. Can you make it a double dose this week? I'm sort of
not going to be on my watch.
Not going to be on his
exactly
watch,
right.
Tony
Bruno. You. You know what he said yesterday? What
did he say?
I'm sick of this stuff.
I am sick of this stuff, Joe. Joe, are you going to go into the Mexican restaurant and have your wife talk about the tacos again? Remember when the First Lady Jill Biden talked about the tacos? Tacos today, Joe?
No.
Yeah, he's tired of tacos. Yeah. He's played that taco card one too many times.
Yeah, this is not Taco Tuesday, Tony. This is What Up Wednesday.
No, it's What Up Wednesday.
Exactly,
what up,
right.
By the way.
By the way, what's up with your boy Olbermann? I mean, after the weekend, we've got the clip of Trump where he says he's been persecuted and prosecuted more than Abraham Lincoln, who we know was assassinated. And then Keith Olbermann basically comes out and says one can only hope, implying that he wants Donald Trump to be assassinated. I mean, there's Trump derangement syndrome, and then there's the version of what Keith has, and there's no anecdote for that, Tone.
And it's sad. I told you the story. I mean, Keith and I have been great friends, and I want to try to reach out and help him. But he doesn't answer my, he doesn't take my calls anymore. So I feel bad for the guy because I know he lives alone. I know he's got two cute little dogs, and he lives right off of Central Park West. And he sees out, looks at. I mean, if I lived where he lived, and I've been to his place many times, and I had that beautiful view every day where I can go out on my patio and see Central Park and watch, you know, spring springing in the air, although it's a little chilly. I mean, the trees are still blooming. You know, there's a lot of positive things, but I guess Keith is so into that rabbit hole. We call that a rabbit hole. We use that a lot now.
Yes.
The rabbit hole, gaslighting. Those are two sayings right now. How long will they last? The rabbit hole, well, you know, we got the rabbit hole is going to be strong because the Easter Bunny's coming soon, right?
That's right.
So now will Joe Biden go out and bring the Easter Bunny back on the lawn again today? And then that woman who took her top off, who's now been charged with all these crimes. Remember that? Remember
yeah.
when they had the decency day?
Yeah.
And that one transsexual. Now, apparently, she's big news. Did you see that story? She's now involved with some illegal activity.
Oh.
And yet there's Kamala Harris posing with her on the lawn.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on. Now, people don't care about what happens both ways. They only care one way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that makes the media embarrassing. Their job is to be skeptical and to actually ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. And if you don't see that, that's what angers me. I don't care who you vote for and any of that stuff. But when you claim that the media is supposed to be the watchguard of what's going on politically, they're not.
Yeah.
They're all hacks. And there are very few media people who earn our respect every day. It's like baseball, like sports. You know, when players in Philly play hard and they run into the walls, they earn our respect. Politicians, do you know one politician that's earned your respect in either party anywhere? Is there one politician anybody can look up to, or one media person anybody can look up to and say, that's a journalist? Very, very few. And I remember there used to be a lot of great journalists that I looked up to and actually had been around and learned from them. And now, what are they? Where are the real journalists?
They're
the street journalists.
They become
citizen journalists.
They become talk show hosts like you and Don Stensland.
Exactly right. Well,
where have all the great journalists gone?
Well, I am getting Jell-O for lunch today. Thank you, Baby Hog. I love Baby Hog, one of my favorite followers there.
Are you being trolled in the chat?
Oh, the Baby Hog. But I love Baby Hogs, you know, because I do like pork,
yeah.
The other white meat.
Exactly.
By the way, we have gator down here, which is another white meat that
people underestimate. Yeah, I've never had gator. Is it good?
No, you know, chicken. Gator, Miss Robin, we do Florida updates because we're here in Florida. And on our show every day, we do Florida updates. And one of the revelations, which we were unaware of, is that that gator meat, and it's the tail meat. You're not eating, you know, it's like crabs. You know, you don't eat the guts inside. You just eat the white meat.
Right.
And so alligators have more protein than any other form of meat product. High in protein, low in fat. Mm-hmm. So I had some gator bites the other day at a local tiki hut.
Uh-huh.
And they're pretty good. They taste like chicken.
Yeah.
So if everything now, of course, Tyson doesn't taste like chicken anymore. Because apparently people are now going crazy, not realizing that Tyson has like 50,000 companies. And so all these people want to boycott Tyson Foods. Meanwhile, you look at the list of Tyson Foods companies, I don't think you're going to be boycotting all those people. So the whole boycott thing, that to me has jumped the shark. And has jumped the shark?
Yeah, it jumped the shark years ago, Tom. I documented that in 2016. Tony Bruno live with us from Florida. Speaking of media, I want to go specifically to social media here. A very big story from the weekend. We talked about it earlier this week with free speech and the Supreme Court of the United States. These First Amendment cases where government employees with government-branded Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts blocking citizens because these citizens during the pandemic had the audacity to question their leaders with lockdowns and things like that. And now we have Ketanji Brown Jackson, Biden appointee of SCOTUS, who's coming out and saying, I think the First Amendment, and I'm paraphrasing here, is kind of cramping the government style, so to speak. And I'm like, yeah, that's the whole point of the First Amendment, Ketanji.
Exactly. And this is the woman who, during her confirmation hearing, couldn't identify a woman. And now, the thing I don't understand this, I thought once the Supreme Court made a ruling, which they did the other day, basically saying that the state of Texas could not enforce its own border laws,
right.
And that the government, you know, because the government keeps suing Texas, who are trying to keep people, not from the legal checkpoints, but from walking across the country where it's wide open. And the governor down there is trying to stop this. And then they went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled against the state of Texas and in favor of the Biden administration. So they went back yesterday and voted again, and it was 6-3 to allow Texas to enforce its own border and to arrest people coming across where there is no checkpoint. Remember, if you go through a legal checkpoint, that's how we have immigration. But walking across walking across a river to get into the country is not a legal way to enter. And they're not going to stop people en masse walking through the streets. But if you walk across the border, and in Texas, and you don't have any identification, or you cannot prove that you are legally in the country, you don't have ID, they can arrest you and then deport you. That's the way it should be.
Yep.
You know, if I go to Italy and don't have a visa, you know, if I overstay a visa, they throw me the hell out of the country, and that's my country, well, my second country. If I went to Sicily and they said leave, I'd say, hey, I'll get the mafia out here. You keep playing this stuff, I'll come after you. And that's what we need in Philadelphia. We need the mafia to come back. And skinny Joey Merlino is now going to open a cheesesteak place in South Philly. Did you see that?
No.
Remember that place down on Broad Street that Donovan McNabb used to go to called Talk of the Town? It's right under that, as you're going toward the stadium complex on Broad Street.
The overpass?
It's right under the overpass.
Yeah.
The Walt Whitman Bridge approach.
Yep.
There was a place called Talk of the Town. Skinny Joey Merlino, ladies and gentlemen, is now going to take over that and make cheesesteaks in South Philly. How about that?
Oh. Good.
You get a shot and a beer, too, or you may get shot. If you're, if you want to go in there, you have to sit facing the front of the place so you'll know who's coming in. That's what we do in South Philly.
Exactly right. Tony Bruno breaking it down and chopping it up with us, as he always does on a Wednesday here on Talk Radio 1210. I got to get your thoughts on this story. This is in the world of sports and March Madness. So if you are my age or older, you probably remember the early 90s Michigan college basketball team. They were called the Fab Five. They were revolutionary. They were counterculture. They were hip-hop. They were Gen X. They were everything. And Juwan Howard ended up having a really good NBA career, and he played at Michigan, and he was most recently the head coach at Michigan. They had a really good team a year or two ago, but this year they were god-awful. I think they finished 8-24. They missed the tournament. I want to play you this exchange. This is a reporter blaming white media for Juwan Howard being on the hot seat and then ultimately getting fired. Again, it wasn't the fact that they were 8-24 that he got fired. It's because white media said he had to go. Take a listen to this exchange, Tony. I want to get your thoughts.
Folks, recorder, coach, I'm right here. First of all, we're praying for you that your health will
improve. You, brother. Appreciate that, man.
There's three black coaches in this conference, and throughout the season, each one of you has been put on a hot seat by the white media. I'm hoping that you survive this, but because we know black coaches sometimes don't.
Thank you.
But can you speak on just the fact that the three of you are doing the job that you've been hired to do, representing as coaches? There were black kids in the stands today that got to see you coach. And we'll see the other two black coaches during this tournament. Can you just speak on that?
Tony Bruno, your thoughts on the identity politics behind a guy who had an unbelievably bad year this year?
Yeah, and you know, the amazing thing about that is that he was fired because, remember, when he took the job, and you're seeing Kenny Payne was another guy who played at Louisville. They gave him the job, former Sixer. Coaches have been fired everywhere, and that's what they do. And the thing about the Juwan Howard firing is, remember, when he got the job, he was in the tournament his first 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think with the transfer portal and the way kids can just move away whenever they want when things aren't going well, you know, Juwan Howard, he had a chance, and they gave him lovely parting gifts. They didn't just tell him to get off the street and go find a way to make a couple bucks. And you know who was one of his assistant coaches was? I had him on my show yesterday, Phil Martelli.
Yes,
St.
Joe's.
Phil Martelli,
yeah.
The former St. Joe's coach. He was an assistant coach. I talked to Phil yesterday and asked him about what's going on at the University of Michigan. He is still there while Juwan Howard was fired. And most of the coaches, he still has a contract through April. So Phil told me he's going to stay in Michigan and help those kids who now don't have a place to don't have a coach, and they'll figure out what's going to happen. So Phil, obviously, still a Philly guy through and through, but he's sitting in Ypsilanti, Michigan yesterday in front of a grocery store because he's still taking care of business on the Michigan campus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the interesting story there because, obviously, you know, and Phil had that ugly parting of ways with St. Joe's where he
right.
did so much for that program. So he has very little respect for the way they treated him. But he has two sons who are now assistant coaches. One of them, Phil Jr., is coaching at Bryant University up in Rhode Island.
Oh.
And so the coaching tree continues to grow. And Phil Martelli, one of the great guys in the area. He is coming back for Easter, though, because his wife says, if you don't come back to Philly for Easter, it's going to be over after 47 years.
On that note, we will wrap it up. Tony Bruno, great stuff as always. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week, pal.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Mr. Bruno.
I don't know about you guys.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you. But I'm going to go to bed.
Yes.
So am I.
I'm going to take some DayQuil when I get home and I'm passing out. Great stuff. There he is.
Thanks, Josh.
There he is, Tony Bruno.
Bye-bye.
Bruno down in Florida with his Phillies apparel on. We'll come back. Final hour is on the way. A lot of heavy topics this morning, but in the final segment, we'll get into some of these stories we didn't get to yesterday because we ran out of time. Another report on the excessive tipping phenomenon in America. And also, three major retailers are checking out on self-checkout. We're back after this on Kale and Company.
You know, it's that time of year to enjoy life. Think about spring. Think about summer upcoming. But what about that pain in your joints that's aching, that's keeping you from doing everything you want to do? You got to call my friends from QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. And I'm talking lasting joint pain relief. No surgery, no drugs, no downtime. It is a fact. QC Kinetics is transforming lives. They have advanced treatments which harness your own body's ability to restore and, yes, repair your damaged joint tissue. Pro athletes, yeah, they've been doing this for decades. They've known about it. But now this life-changing treatment is available for you, for me, for all of us. So you can walk, run, do everything you want to do, enjoy life, and move again pain-free. No pain pills, no risky surgery. It's an all-natural solution. That's what I love about it. QC Kinetics has tens of thousands of satisfied patients reclaiming their mobility. This could be you too. So take action now. Live your best life this spring and summer. And what a great use of your tax refund check. By the way, just call QC Kinetics. Call them today for a free consultation. Here's the number, 215-999-3000, 215-999-3000, QC Kinetics. 215-999-3000. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.